Have you ever wondered what it would be like to suit up for a mission to the International Space Station or train for a landing on the moon? Well, Maddie Goss and Will Jordan from our own community got the full experience when they were awarded a scholarship to attend space camp in Huntsville this summer. Now, Weiss Radio had a chance to catch up with both of them upon their return, and Maddie explained to us what her interests were in going to the camp.
I wanted to be an astronaut when I was like 10, 11, 12, around that age. I don't really want to be an astronaut anymore. I think it would be cool to be like a pilot, but not stay up there.
Now, Will also expressed his interest in space camp and what it means to him.
When I was in like third grade, we went on this field trip and they just taught us everything about the rocket center in Huntsville. I would like to wonder how it felt like to work in space, put stuff in space.
While at space camp, students work as a team and confront mission scenarios that require dynamic problem solving and critical thinking. Now, throughout the week, students are immersed in astronaut training techniques using equipment adapted by NASA's astronaut program. They learn about space hardware, enjoy an educational water activity, and experience a spaceflight mission while learning about aerospace career opportunities and so much more. Now, Will gave us his take on the six-day and five-night adventure.
It was fun, and I learned what it would feel like if you were in a spacesuit trying to fix some heating bricks on like the ISS, and then also what it felt like to be tumbling if you were to tumble like coming into the atmosphere.
Maddie also gave us the rundown of her adventure during the week and some of the hands-on training that she received.
We did simulators like the G-force simulator. Then we went to the Davidson Center, and there was the real Saturn V rocket in there, the one that took Apollo 11 to the moon. And we learned all about the Apollo missions and the Gemini missions and the Mercury missions. And then we did more simulators, and then we did missions where we learned like what it feels like to be on a mission and playing different roles in it. I was mission control, Capcom for one, and then I was the pilot for the other one.
And she also gave us her final thoughts and a good point to hang on to if you're planning to attend.
You're not going to get to take a shower every night. You're not going to get to. Don't expect to.
Parents Molly Jordan and Leah Nelson were also present at the time of the interview. Ms. Jordan explained the importance of the scholarship and how it made an impact on her own child.
I think it's great that our legislature still has this opportunity for kids, because this is something that neither one of ours would ever get the opportunity to participate in had they not already earmarked the scholarship for deserving students in our county. I mean, you know, in every county.
Ms. Nelson then explained the importance of having a program like this for children to attend, especially those in a rural area.
Coming from a more rural town, you know, a lot of our students and children think that, you know, don't really know what all is out there that's available to them. And I think this has opened the door and opened their eyes to all the many different things that they could possibly do in life. And I think it's been a great experience for them. And we're very, very fortunate that they were given this opportunity.
Alabama State Representative Jenny Shaver was also with us in studio to congratulate the recipients and explain to us how the scholarship works.
Well, the state legislators get to have two scholarships from their district for students age 12 through 14 to attend space camp for free. So it's just a program that we have that we fund to give kids this opportunity.
Shaver also informed us when the next scholarship cycle would begin and who can apply.
The next application cycle will start after the first of the year. It's usually the end of January or around the first of February when the application season will be open again. And so if anybody has an interest, any student in the district age 12 to 14 is eligible to apply.
For more information about this story and to see pictures of Molly and Will in their spacesuits, you can visit our news site at weissradio.com.